Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Hello! Old and young audiences the same.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care who, what, where, when, or how you are, right?
No, sir.
This is the RV Hour. I'm Larry McNamara, CEO.
Dwayne Adams, co-host and producer.
He probably should go first because without his efforts, there would be none of this.
No, you're the main man. I'd be sitting here in silence without you.
Right,
not
okay.
Today's show with
it. So, you know, we have, you know, right off the ticker date.
This just in.
Yeah, there you have it. The Orlando RV Show.
Yes, sir.
It's up and running, folks. It started on Thursday.
Here we go.
And it's going through Sunday. So with that being said, all I can say is, wow, it's never been bigger.
Yeah.
And we haven't had one in 7 or 8 years.
7, 8 years.
So it's at the Osceola Heritage Park.
That's right.
It's, you know, if you want the GPS coordinates, 1875 Silver Spur Lane, Kissimmee, 34744.
Nice job.
Yeah, well, Sunday it ends at 4 o'clock, but other than that, it's 9 to 5 every day.
Yeah.
Admission free, parking free.
That's right.
Service animals only per facility rules and regs.
That's right.
You know.
They say you can bring a pony.
Well, if it's a service animal.
It's a service animal.
You know, you have to put that little, you know, sweatshirt on there that says... service animal.
That's
not
right.
A pet, you know. they got door prizes they're giving away. There's all kinds of cool stuff. Did I mention there's a lot of inventory? There's all the big dealers in our markets, with the exception of one.
Who's that?
Is going to be displaying 50, 60 units.
Yeah, look at us.
But we have the, of course, the biggest display is Giant Recreation World.
That's right.
Because we have three locations in our market area.
Well over 50 displays.
Yes. And then we have Camping World's going to be there.
That's right.
They have, two locations in our area.
Yeah, they broke it up a little bit there.
Right. Then we have Blue Compass. They have one location in the area.
Yes, sir.
And we have the all-new General RV / Independence RV.
Up street.
They're going to be there.
And there's
a couple of smaller guys. And... Vendors, as far as the eye can see. Nah, that's kind of a lie. But,
yeah, but there's a lot of them. I mean, they fill a pretty large space there.
Yeah, so because we're talking about that RV show,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have pricing that you will not be able to beat at the show, at the lots, all the same.
Come on.
We didn't, because we have three locations, we didn't rob any one particular location, so we still have a good, you know, selection at all locations.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and a lot of people know that they skip the show, come straight to the dealership, try to get the best deal they can.
That's
a
fact. You know, I always said the good thing about shows is it gives you an opportunity to see everybody's stuff together.
Yep, see it all.
Bad thing about shows is you really don't know who the brick and mortars are to back the inventory.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Sometimes they're little mom and pops with no shop, you know, just nothing.
You find a nice model and you can't even take it home with you.
It's just you think you're buying it from a big guy because their RV display looks big,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the case.
Not so much.
Now, at this show, I would say most of everybody there is going to be a big guy.
Yeah, all the big boys are coming.
We all try, and we're all part of the same Florida RV Trade Association.
That's right.
That's who is putting on this big shindig for
us. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a really good job over there.
No, write your senator. Say, hey, Senator, thanks, man, for the RV show.
Come on.
I invite everybody to go. It's going to be a great event.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah. So, at this event, you know, because it's been so long since we had one there,
okay.
I think it's been at least 17, 18 years since the show has been at this location.
Oh, at that location?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, and the last time it was there, the number one, it was bad weather.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yep. But it just didn't do well.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's funny, my brother and I were talking about it the other day about the venue because people were still whining about, I'm not sure about this place. You know, it's Kissimmee and everybody knows it's a touristy area. There's a lot of Spanish folk in the area. And yep. And we, you know, we don't care. We love Spanish people.
That's right.
Spanish people fit RVs real well because they're all about family and fun.
That's
fellowship and friend and togetherness and stuff.
Yeah, amen.
With that being said, it's not the case. You know, the Mecum auction?
Yeah.
They had, they sold over $250 million worth of cars.
Whoa.
At the last auction that was at this facility. So with that being said,
people come out there.
It's not a bad facility at all. And that is a record for any Mecum auction ever.
Yeah. Really, man? Yeah, that's so huge.
Yeah.
$250 million.
I cited who I got that from. So if it's incorrect and you fact check me to find it wrong, just blame Joe. It's my brother, Joe.
We will write that.
Yeah.
Joe and Gio.
So the Orlando RV, RV show, Heritage Park this week.
That's right. Come on.
It started on the 14th, goes through the 17th.
Yes, sir.
So we wanted to talk about some helpful hints while you're at the show, or or what to check when you're buying a new and or used or new to you RV.
That's right.
Yeah. So
some pointers get you going.
So the first thing you want to take a look at is the mileage of the RV, and that's what the it's going to gauge on how much wear and tear maybe left in it.
Yes, sir. Now, and it's one of the pointers that it brought up was kind of if it doesn't sell well and a dealership has to move it around to different dealers, you get those miles on there, and then you kind of get a hint on how it's doing.
A little break, although it's harder for RVs. Why? Because they drive them down from the factory.
Yeah, but what is our number that we get from Indiana?
It's like 1,200 miles, roughly, give or take. So it's going to be hard if we take it to local shows.
Yeah.
It won't ring up that many.
Yeah, so that's
a hard one. But I wanted to say, if it's a used vehicle, I mean, consider 50,000 miles on a motorhome equivalent to about 100,000 on an automobile.
Ah, there
you go. So, you know, when you're car shopping, they always say, don't get it if it's over 100,000 miles,
right, things like that. Yep.
So because the motorhome is so much heavier, they consider 50,000 miles that same pinnacle. And it does affect the value greatly that when it goes over 50,000 miles,
it's have
a whole lot less.
Oh, wow.
Unless, of course, it's a diesel pusher.
Oh, those always keep the value.
Even the NADA book says do not put in the mileage for figuring the value of a diesel.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Well, look at that. There's some insight. Yeah, man.
They're made for long haul. Yeah. That's why I suggest people when they want a diesel, I hope they're full-time and they're traveling all the time.
There you go.
Or it's not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
They do get better mileage, but you also have to put the DEF in them.
Stuff in there.
Which is an additive, and diesel fuel already more money now.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about that.
But yeah, that's one good hint. Another one, the fuel efficiency. That's pretty uncommon now.
Fuel efficiency is. It's huge.
The gas prices are $3.50 again.
Crazy.
Come on, Joe.
Come on.
So you want to inquire about what kind of miles per gallon the coach gets.
Yes.
And then you can estimate your fuel costs when you go on trips and all that. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that really helps out.
And I've said it before. If you have a lead foot, then RV motorhomes are not going to get any mileage worth so at all. Hardly.
No, sir.
You'll just be able to watch that gauge go down.
That's it.
So again, get your speed out of you before you get behind the wheel of that RV.
Oh yeah,
or your truck when you're towing an RV.
That's right.
And you know, go the posted speed limit.
Yeah.
A little bit less if you're in the far right lanes. Fine.
There you go. Cruise it out.
Yeah. You know.
Don't let the big boy though. What is it? The tankers. Don't let them push you around.
That's right. And if you're in the far right lane, they won't. Most of them stay in the center lane.
Yeah.
As a rule,
they like to cruise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They get gold.
But, if you're mindful of all that kind of stuff and you're tuned up real well, you're not going to get pulled around and stuff.
Yeah, you won't get bothered or anything.
So, you want to take this
next? Sure. What we got here? We got, so the tow capacity. You always want to access the RV's tow capacity to sure it can handle your towing needs. In case you got a boat, toys.
All of that kind of stuff. Or if you're looking for a towable, make sure your vehicle is rated to tow it.
Rated to tow it.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting home and your truck can't pull your RV around.
There's a lot of gray areas in that.
Oh, yeah.
Where some trucks can pull like an F-150 with all the towing package and the biggest engine and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Pull like 12,000 pounds. That doesn't mean you go out and buy a trailer that weighs 10,000 pounds.
Right.
Because that only gives you 2,000 pounds worth of stuff put in it,
yeah.
And that doesn't count filling your holding tank if you wanted your fresh water tank full.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't count all that kind of stuff. Your LP doesn't count that all, those tanks all full. So, again, be careful. A lot of people try to keep the GVWR of the towable they're buying under what their truck can
go. Yeah.
So that's the most that trailer can hold.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of...
Because you've always seen the Ford Explorer, you know, pulling that big old trailer just wenched down in the middle there.
Just basically dragging. It's dragging its butt kind of like a dog across the road. Yeah. You also want to pay attention to the water tank capacity, you know.
Yeah.
So determine the capacity of the fresh water tank, the gray water tank, and the black water tanks.
Yeah, man.
If you, you know, if you're going to do boondocking or not have facilities where you go, you need the biggest fresh water tank you can get.
There you go.
You also need a big gray water and holding tank because you have to go to an off-site location that has dumping and dump, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have to do that every dang day.
No, sir.
There's all kinds of hints and everything that my podcast has talked about.
That's a fact.
How to extend your stays that way, you know, where you use a little bit of shower water, not a lot.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of cool things.
Splash showers.
Yeah. How about slide outs?
Slide outs.
They're, you know, some people want none. Some people want as many as they can get. And your lifestyle usually will dictate that. I mean, count the number of slide outs and expect their functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't, you know, I would say probably the highest end units have hydraulic slide out rooms.
Ah, gotcha.
And they go down from there.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people I've talked to aren't even aware that you could get an RV without slides. They thought they all come with. I was like, no, man, that's if you're not aware of how that works and pine cones in there, you got to be careful.
We touched on the fuel mileage already, but make sure you decide between whether gas or diesel is the RV you want.
Oh, yeah, get that mileage.
The diesels are easiest to drive because they're the biggest chassis. They have air brakes. Air ride, you know, just like a semi. So you can drive with just your real relaxed.
Yeah, man.
And no white knuckly. Gasoline coaches, the smaller they get, the more kind of wobbly boxes they
become. Yeah, a little fling you around there. Yeah.
Right. But if you're not going to go on long, long trips and stay on the road a long, long time and do a lot of mileage, because the average mileage on our motorhome is about 5,000 a year, if that's about what you're going to do or less, don't get a diesel.
There you go.
All right. So
The
type of RV.
Yeah, yeah.
You got motorhomes. You got class A, B, C. Then you got C, D, then B, D, then B+, plus, then B, D+. Plus. Yeah, I know I'm confusing you, but again, it's a good thing to do that before you're ready to make the bike.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that many a time.
Yeah.
Check our old podcast. We've got plenty on those guys.
You got travel trailers. You got fifth wheels. You got travel trailer toy haulers. You got fifth wheel toy haulers. You have destination trailers. You have park models. You have mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
You have fold down.
Oh, yeah. Class A's, Class B's, Class A diesel, Class B diesel.
Yeah. And you have teardrops. I mean, there's so many different things to choose from.
So many.
So, again, do your homework.
Yeah, man.
The bathroom type. Determine if the RV has the full bathroom with the toilet, sink and shower, or if it'll be a wet bath or a cassette toilet.
Cassette toilet.
Some pop-ups even have like a portable toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, lots of stuff to consider when you're buying an RV.
Yeah, that's a big one. The cassette toilet, man, that's got to be something to change out compared to just your regular clean out.
True story.
All right, bed size. Mm-hmm. So, check the size and comfort of the bed to ensure that they meet your sleeping needs.
Well, if you're going to have you, the wife, and the dog, or whatever significant other, or whatever pet you got,
mm-hmm.
all in the bed, you probably aren't going to get away with like a double.
That's why.
Probably the big king.
Oh, yeah. You want to give it a go. A lot of people sleep in a king, and then you get in there, if it's a queen, you're not really used to being that.
Here's another hint. RV bed sizes do not match the same as home bed sizes, as a rule.
So they're usually smaller?
So a king is a little smaller than a big king bed at home.
Oh,
usually.
Look at that.
Not all the time. That's started to change.
The change out, yeah.
But again, that's a
And I imagine the ones that fold up are probably a little thinner. than something you would have at home.
That's so that very positive, because if not, they'll be too heavy.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yep. So keep an eye out on that stuff, guys.
You got to make sure you have all the kitchen amenities you want, you know. Make sure you inspect the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And the appliances, stove, oven, refrigerator, storage space, that's all important, you know. Do you want a washer dryer? Do you want a dishwasher?
Yeah.
You know, just all kinds of different things you have to consider.
Do you know, are there any options without a kitchen?
Absolutely not.
Right. Everybody
to
would
become an RV, it has to be fully self-contained.
Oh, that's what keeps
you
the kitchen.
You cannot be fully self-contained if you don't have a kitchen.
Bam. There you go.
So the entertainment options, you know, look for features like TV, sound system, satellite, cable hookup.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much more. Now, you got Wi-Fi and all. There's all kinds of stuff.
So much stuff. And having it on the outside TV we've talked about, that's a great place to have your TV.
Yeah, HVA systems, HVAC systems.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what that is in Florida?
HVAC.
You know, test the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system to ensure it functions properly.
Yeah, that's big.
When you buy from Giant Recreation, we do a full walkthrough with you, showing you how everything works and that it works before you do your final paper.
There you go.
I suggest you find a dealer like us or us every time.
Yeah, man.
The electrical system, too. Make sure you check the functionality of the outlets, the lights, the RV electric system. And if there's all kinds of automated things,
mm-hmm.
you know, make sure they all work.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, don't want to have no electrical nightmares.
Don't assume. Check
right.
it all.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, we're coming on a break on this first segment.
Yay!
And, we're going to hit this the rest of this list when we get back, plus maybe a couple of ideas on how to negotiate properly.
Whoa, there you go. That'll be fun.
I'll help you negotiate. We'll be right back.
The weather's warming up and spring break is around the corner. Where are you off to? Round up friends and family for a Giant Recreation World getaway. Go anywhere, anytime. Buy, sell, consign, trade up, or rent. New inventory is arriving daily with all new and selected pre-owned RVs. Plus, right now it's zero down and no payments for 90 days for those who qualify. Plan your spring break adventure now. Visit a location near you in Winter Garden, Destination Daytona, or Palm Bay. And at GiantRecreationWorld.com. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with the nationwide RV warranty. Forever.
Oh, thank you so much for staying with us while we had that short commercial break.
That was nice.
Did I mention that we're on episode number 60?
60!
60! You know, and this is Larry McNamara,
Dwayne
Adams, and we are here to talk about RVs and RV accessories.
Ta-da!
Promote the RV lifestyle and tell you why Giant Recreation World is the best to enter the world of RVing with.
That's right. Come on down.
Yeah, we have three locations, Palm Bay, Winter Garden, Ormond Beach.
That's right.
All within an hour and a half from each other, depending on traffic.
There you go.
But we're having a big RV show this week, right now, going on right now.
Going on right now.
At the Osceola Heritage Park.
That yes,
we're, we're there in a big way with other competitive dealers. So
yeah, come and check us out.
So we were talking about what to check when buying a new RV.
Yeah. Right.
Or even used.
Because you always want to have a kind of preliminary walkthrough of your unit before you get it, what you're into, what you like.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that you check for features like the smoke detector, the carbon monoxide detector, fire extinguishers, etc. Make sure they're there and working within date.
Yeah, that's a big one. Especially if you're getting a used one, you want to make sure the fire extinguisher is not already.
How about make sure your storage space is it matches your lifestyle.
Yes.
And
for it. You ain't kidding.
Assess the amount of interior and exterior storage space for your belongings.
Yeah.
For instance, you're ready to go camping. You go into the garage, you grab your golf clubs, you go out to the RV, and you can't find a place to put them. That means you didn't do your due diligence.
That's a fact.
Am I right?
That's a fact.
Am I right?
That's a big one. Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know, cane poles are pretty long nowadays. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you're a cane pole, you know, want to fish in the creeks?
Yeah, man.
Whatnot.
Or you get a toy hauler and you didn't measure the backside
and
you can't get your side-by-side in
there. Side-by-side won't fit. It sticks out the back, so now you can't close the door. Terrible. There's all kinds of
terrible.
Stuff. You know, you don't want any of that happening.
You don't want any of that. Check those things.
Make sure the awning operates, you know. Test it to make sure it goes smoothly in and out.
Yep.
Make sure it provides you the adequate shade you want.
Yep.
Make sure it covers the things you want it to cover, like if you're out there barbecue grilling. and it doesn't cover that grill area, if it's raining, it's going to mess up. It's going to ruin your parade.
It's going to get you.
Am I right?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, and many awnings have different things, too. I mean, in Florida, you don't, these thunderstorms can pop up without any expectation. So
within minutes.
I always suggest people to close their awning if they're leaving or going to the pool or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because a big wind can destroy them. And that's an insurance claim. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. Rip it right off, too. Yeah.
But some awnings have a little whirly bird on the top that if the wind gets over however much, it'll automatically pull that awning in.
Fling it back in. Yep.
And then some people actually tie the awnings down. So they have those corkscrews that go into the dirt or whatever and actually physically tie it down so it won't be blown off if a storm comes.
Extra.
All of that good stuff.
That is
right.
Yeah, man.
Y'all like that?
I like that. That was a lot there.
How about you talk about these leveling
systems. All right. So if you check your RV has an automatic or a manual leveling system and you want to use that for stabilizing the uneven terrain.
Yeah. But again, there's different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Some levelers actually will actually jack the whole thing up off the ground, and you can actually use that to change tires.
Yeah,
but
it is. It's that strong.
Stabilizer jacks are only made to keep the sway out of the bounciness out of it when you're walking in it.
Yep,
they're not made to lift the unit off.
The unit up,
so you damage those jacks and whatnot if you try to make them more than they are.
Make it lift the whole thing up with it. Yeah, be careful.
And things are changing. I mean, they're all made in China now, folks.
Yeah.
And they used to be a like three times or four times the thickness.
Yeah.
You know, those scissor looking jacks that you used to get, used to be able to lift the whole thing.
Yeah. It used to be made of steel.
They don't seem to be able to do that anymore.
Not as much.
Especially if there's any kind of tilt or anything. Mm. It'll fold them up like a lawn chair.
Scary. Be careful. Yeah, man.
So the roof, make sure you inspect the roof for signs of damage or leaks.
Yeah, that's a big one a lot of people miss.
Yeah, the roof is so important. Many of them are they call them the rubber roof, or they're made out of ABS or whatever. And it's a very, very tough material.
Yep.
However, they can be ripped or torn or cut, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some people demand fiberglass roofs.
Yeah.
Some people demand that it's an actual fiberglass hull kind of a roof.
Huge piece on that. They've come a long way in the roof
industry.
Again,
different levels of RVs come with all that kind of different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got? We got...
warranty.
So,
do we have a warranty that you could speak of?
Home of the lifetime RV warranty, Giant Recreation World. All new units come with it at no cost to you, no deductible, no gimmicks, no hooks, nothing. It's from Larry to you. It's all included. And then if it's a used coach that's 2 years old or newer, we'll throw one in that too.
Take care of you.
Yeah. Yep. So, but inquire about the coverages on the unit.
Oh, yeah.
And any available extended warranty options, because our warranty forever is limited. The manufacturer warranty is usually only good for a year. When you buy a vehicle service contract or an extended RV warranty,
right?
It takes that coverage and adds another 5 years to it, roughly.
Oh, there you go.
And sometimes they have deductibles, sometimes they don't. Those are all can be manipulated to fit your pocketbook.
Oh, there you go.
The good thing about them in Florida too is that they're regulated by the state, so we as a dealer cannot charge any more or less for them.
Oh, wow.
That's the state is involved in that. Make sure you don't pay too much.
Yeah, keep you safe.
Yeah, but it's a policy where if it's not listed as in coverage, it's not covered. So that's very easy and
very self-explanatory.
There's no gray area.
Yeah, that is. You know? That's nice. If you don't see it listed on there, it's not covered.
That's right. And how important are having the user manual?
The user manual, the
owner's manuals involved. You know. Most of the time, they're fairly generic.
Yeah.
You know, but they're better than absolutely nothing.
That's a fact.
Then we give you the walkthrough and show you how to work everything.
Uh-huh.
And what do I say is the best place to go if you don't know what you're doing?
Right.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube College. That's the best place to get it, man.
It's so easy. You know, how do I get my Dometic air conditioner to quit? You know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
They do. They've got everybody's on there doing something for your RV. That's a fact.
That's a fact. We do a lot of it, too, but do we promote it? Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, they were saying a lot of the components that are in the RV, there's so many in there, that's why they try to get the specific user manuals.
There's one manufacturer that we represent, let's call it the Salem line.
Right.
They have several lines underneath that umbrella, and there's probably 10 different refrigerators that they use. It's hard to say, so you'll have to go on the YouTube and ask for that specific refrigerator and explain how do you work it. And they'll walk you through.
They'll give you a walkthrough.
That's very good. Oh, yeah. So you know what else we got?
What you got here?
I told you I would help you maybe negotiate.
Come on, let's get some money saved.
So, research and prepare.
That's a fact.
I don't think that has to go without saying anymore.
Yeah,
I was talking to the sales guys the other day, and 90% of our customers come in with fully armed, knowing what they can buy our products for and all that stuff before they get to it.
What they're looking for. We saw a lady the other day with a manila folder she came in with. Yeah.
I love the manila folders. Yeah.
Let you know you're educated. You know what you're talking about.
That is a true story. But, do thorough research on the RV model you're interested in and its market value. How do you do the market value? It's NADAguides.com. Our website, you can put it on Value My RV.
Yeah.
And it gives you a low and a high, basically, so depending on its condition.
In the menu on our website, GiantRecreationWorld.com, there's a tab for it.
Yeah.
Value My Trade.
Value Your Trade. You can go on there and put in my unit.
Yeah, you can put in any year, any model.
Of course, that's for pre-owned. It won't tell you new, really.
Yeah, that's the, what you said, the
NADA.
NADA.
Yeah, yeah. That's the RV Bible, by the way. Yeah.
There you go.
But, understand the features, the amenities, and pricing of comparable models, apples to apples, so to speak.
Yeah.
It'll give you the leverage during negotiations that you'll need and make the whole process easier. Now, we have changed over the years. Now it's so easy to get a price from us. So easy. We want to give you a price. How do you make a good decision if you don't know?
If you don't know the price.
Many of the pricing on our website is so aggressive, we don't have an ounce of horse feed left in that deal.
Yeah, that's right.
We invite you to go shop it. The only ones that are going to beat it are the ones that add so many different fees after the fact that you don't know anything about.
You don't even know it.
Or it's a lie.
But that's one thing I do appreciate about our site is that you don't hit the great unit that you want. It says, click here to find out the pricing. It's like it's all listed. You don't have to fill out anything. You get the number.
Establish your budget before you go. So that means determine what you can afford to spend.
Yeah.
And stick to it.
Yep.
It's so easy for let's say me. I'm so easy. If I go shopping for something and I fall in love with it and I want it,
I'll rationalize
why I'm going higher and higher, even though I went with a game plan. Don't let yourself be Larry.
That's too funny.
Right. But there you have it. Visit multiple dealerships. Now, I say that primarily so you can get the feel of the place.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a big, we talked about it about the RV shows.
Uh-huh.
Is this a real place? Or is it a make-believe place?
Yeah.
Do they offer a fully stocked and really good RV repair center and parts department,
Yeah. How far are they going?
Just all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
If you go to our locations, all of our locations have indoor air-conditioned, climate-controlled RV showrooms where we park RVs indoors.
Super show.
We have 100 service bays all in all.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We do our own detailing, and we have our own rental department. We have our own golf carts, for instance. We have so many things we offer. We pick up our own units, so we have a whole fleet of trucks.
Ta-da!
We're in it.
Yeah,
100%.
We do really good with it.
That's what I mean by that.
Yeah, man.
And then time your purchase. Considering the timing of that, because dealerships will usually give a better deal at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Or everybody knows if it's raining, that's a good day to go RV shopping.
Go RV shopping.
But yeah. Absolutely. Now, that's kind of old school stuff. Anymore, we have to sell as many RVs as we can.
Yeah.
So we always give good deals.
You ain't kidding.
Hey, you never know.
You never know. That's a fact.
How about you take...
I got this one.
Use competing offers.
Ooh, you want to use competing offers.
You do. In other words, again, this has got to be on... You can't... price a stick and tin, or should I say a aluminum-sided with wood frame trailers.
That's
against a fully laminated fiberglass travel trailer with aluminum frame. They're not going to be competitive.
Yeah.
You know? So make sure you have competitive units.
Yeah. You know exactly what. Apples to apples.
Apples to apples. Some of them are wide body. Some of them are not. Don't compare one that's not to one that is.
Yeah.
It's not an apple to apple. It's apple to orange.
You are not going to get it right.
Yeah, right. In the Class Bs, one's on a Mercedes diesel chassis and one's on a Dodge Ram chassis. Guess what? They're not comparable.
Not comparable. Two different pricing.
Two different animals, yep. Totally. So that's what we're saying, you know?
Yeah.
You want to take the extras, which I touched on?
Yeah, you want to negotiate your extras.
Yeah.
Which we get all kinds here, boy. We got all kinds of stuff that comes with it. So you want to negotiate the extras such as free upgrades, extended warranties, complimentary service packages.
Yeah.
And these add-ons can be significant.
They certainly can be. But again, that goes into the idea about you go in with the budget that you have set. So if your plan is to add extras, make sure you have the room to add them in your budget.
That's fact.
So make it over and above or keep you from getting those things that you want.
Yeah. Because everybody knows, nothing is free, so it's something's got to move somewhere, so be ready for that.
That's right. Nothing in the world is free, except our warranty forever to our customers.
Oh, nice move there.
All right, stay firm on your conviction, but be polite.
Be very polite.
You know, because we don't want to get the egos involved. That's never
right.
Good. Nobody ever wins in an ego fight.
Nobody ever wins, that's fair.
Yeah, everybody leaves huffy.
Yeah.
And boom, but be assertive in your negotiation. This is my budget.
Yeah.
I told you that. Why are you asking me for more? Why you show me a unit that won't fit in my budget?
Won't even fit.
That's our own fault if we did it.
Yeah. Our salespeople are pretty good about that stuff.
They're
trained well to be polite.
And when you value price your inventory, which means it's very aggressively priced, there's not a whole lot of room in it.
Yeah.
So the salespeople know if you're spending, if your goal is to stay 30, that if a unit has a sale price on it of over 30, you know not to show them that.
Yeah, you're not going to get in that.
No. So that is if you have value pricing, which we do.
Oh, yeah.
Everything get done in writing, always.
Always.
Any promises, got to get it in writing. So don't put your John Hancock on anything that doesn't contain in writing what you all discussed.
Yeah.
Now, we go even further at Giant Recreation World. We do a complete walkthrough, which we have said. We have you initial and sign a show sheet that's basically saying, yes, you showed me this. Yes, it was working, and boom, boom, boom. You know what else we do?
What do you got?
We have a we owe sheet that we have every customer sign.
Wow.
And if there's anything that was not done yet or needs to be done, we write it down. We get the manager to sign it, the customer to sign it, and they get a copy of it, and it's in writing. If there's nothing owed, we write nothing owed. And everybody signs it.
Oh, wow. There
boom.
You go.
It's an old school carbon paper, three pages.
Oh, and it is. Yeah, man.
It's old school stuff that works.
Give you some comfort, too,
that's
though.
Right.
That's for sure.
And then make sure you prepare for your delivery.
Oh, that's a big one.
Giant Recreation World, we will make sure you're prepared because we send helpful hints. Make sure you bring this. Mm-hmm. Make sure you bring that. Make sure if you have a digital title at somewhere, you make sure you get the actual title because we need it.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you have to prepare for.
Yeah, they give you a nice list rundown to get you going.
That's right. But those are some good helpful hints that'll help you negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
And the biggest thing is information is power. So the more information you have, the easier things will be.
That's fact.
And if they're not a smarmy dealer, like a used car salesman, you know, they're going to steer you in the direction that fits all your needs. After all, that makes everybody's job easier.
Yeah, that's it. Damn it.
Yeah, so, you know, we're gonna come back with Bartow's Corner.
Yay!
And we'll be right back after a short message.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake seatbelts, full-color digital display, speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact class windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles at GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden. Or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
Everybody,
Yeah.
I am so excited. The show's going on.
Here we go.
Now we know what to look for. Now we know how to buy it, you know? Now let's talk about what I think you should buy.
Here we go.
How's that? And let me tell you a couple of cool things. The Tiffin Midas rebate program. That's an Allegro Midas. It's a Class B by Allegro. Fancy schmancy.
Oh,
beautiful
yeah.
coach. Beautiful coach.
Yeah.
They're offering a $5,000 rebate payable from Allegro. So, again, this is one of those things where you come to us, make your best deal, and then you get that over and above it.
Extra.
And that's going on through April 30th.
April 30th.
Yes, and I think we have about five or six of them
in
stock.
We have a handful.
In
yes,
Palm
sir.
Bay. So
yep.
Make sure you come out and take a peek.
Yeah, they're
that's
nice.
Great. You know, these rebates, when they're factory rebates, are for reals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else has a rebate?
Ooh, Holiday Rambler.
Oh, yeah. Their only caveat is it's anything that's a 2023.
That's right.
So that's, of course, their effort in pushing us to get them gone.
Yeah, the
but,
new 23.
New 23s. Any diesel is $10,000 rebate, and any gas coach is a $5,000 rebate.
There you go. Huge
so,
rebates.
Man. Boom, boom.
Come on.
And I doubt that program's going to stay much longer either.
Because, no, this I think this one only goes till the end of March.
Probably
March 31st.
This month.
Yep,
so you better get out there and take advantage of that rebate, folks.
Come
that's
on.
A factory rebate. That's nothing to do with Giant Recreation World.
No, that's after the
fact. A lot of people use it to negotiate. I'll sign that over to you if you take this.
And, yeah. But as a down
payment. They don't care. Yeah. It can be a down payment. It can be more money off, you know, however.
However they want to use it. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so some people want to pay cash, so. They think that instead of waiting for the rebate, they'll make us take another 10 grand off of that and wait for the rebate ourselves, which a lot of people do.
But, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, man.
Hey, let's talk about one of the coaches that is on Bartow's Corner.
Let's hit a hot list.
It's a 2023 Holiday Rambler Vacationer Model 33C. That's a gas Class A motorhome.
Yeah.
It's got a what I call a super slide because it's got the sofa and dinette in one slide that basically goes out the center of the coach.
Okay.
And then in the back, you have the king bed that goes out the other slide.
Yeah.
And it's a great floor plan. It's a side bath, so it's got a huge shower, walk-in shower. It's got a nice toilet that's plenty of room.
Plenty
move
of room.
Around it. And also has a nice lavatory. Got a full kitchen, has washer-dryer. It has so many features. I just don't have time to talk about them.
Yeah, I tell you, there's a lot on here, boy.
But the Holiday Rambler Vacationer is their highest-end gasoline-powered coach.
Okay.
It's a full automotive body paint with all the swirlies and stuff. Beautiful coach. Beautiful. Fancy. You can't feel the lines in the paint. You know, it's got bus-style baggage doors all around the outside.
Oh, wow.
Awnings galore to cover all your areas outside. And because the super slide is on the off door side,
right?
It doesn't interfere with your awning area.
Okay.
Where some of them have a slide out room that takes up, you know, 3 or 4 feet of your awning area.
The whole area. Yep.
So it's just like an oxymoron.
Yeah, man.
This is a great coach. The list price is $250,000 change.
Whoa.
I know. Things are expensive nowadays, but when you have a sale price of $152,000 change, you're almost $100,000 off MSRP.
Look at that.
Throw in that $5,000 rebate, too, and guess what? It's even less.
It's almost half off.
It's over half off. So
That's pretty good.
Off.
That's a lot off, boy.
Six figures off, folks.
Woo!
Though we all wish we made that much in a year, anyway, right?
Hey, there it is.
So we got that one.
All right, what do you got next?
How about another Holiday Rambler to talk about? This is Holiday Rambler Nautica 35MS.
There you go.
This is a diesel pusher.
The big boy.
It is. It has four slides, or a quad slide, as I like. Yes. So it has a super slide. And then opposing single slide across from that. So it makes for a nice, real big living area. So you have your pilot and co-pilot chairs that you can turn and face towards this living area. You got the sofa and a dinette across from it, you know, so plenty of places to sit and you can easily see the nice TV
very
in
nice.
All seats.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
So I got to ask you this in the back here.
Yeah.
Is that a little cut through that the TV is on? What is that in the middle right there?
Well, let me tell you about that. So Because it has a slide room that goes in the bedroom.
Okay.
You cannot get to that area when that slide is in.
Oh, so it's kind of a...
It has two entry doors to the bathroom. That's what you're sealing.
That's what I'm seeing.
If you walk through this living area I'm talking about, then you have the kitchen, and across from it is the bathroom. So you can enter the bathroom and go out another door when the bedroom slide is in. Let's say you just pull over on the side of the road and you want to put all those slides. So you can get to the back area where it has the biggest closet you can ever imagine.
You ain't kidding, man. It's a whole back end.
It's an awesome coach.
This is nice.
It is a beautiful coach. Super big king bed, quad slides. MSRP, $406,000, $171.
Yeah. What do you got it for?
It's sale price of $252,111. That's $154,000 off MSRP.
Goodness
gracious.
Couple
that with that $10,000, rebate
guy.
You'll get, and boom.
Making money.
That's $154,000 change off.
You're winning.
Yeah.
That's pretty good there.
I don't know how to focus on that much better, but this is a lot of coach, folks.
Yeah, man.
Every Holiday Rambler, there's no cheap ones.
Yeah, that is nice. That's fancy.
Yeah, that is very fancy.
Yeah.
Our good people of Rev manufacture that. Rev, like rev your engine.
Rev.
Yeah. Everything they make is motorized.
Yeah, they do pretty good with their stuff. We've talked about that.
That's not true anymore because now they own Lance Campers.
Oh.
So they sell truck campers and travel.
Hey, they might pick them up now.
Get it with the times, right?
All right, what do you got next?
I want to talk about a fifth wheel. How about the east to west, which is by Forest River?
Oh, yeah.
Tandera. Mm-hmm. It's a model 286 RLOK.
Oh, okay.
And it is A-OK, baby.
That it is. That's nice.
The RL means rear lounge.
There it is.
It's got huge living area, huge kitchen area, and basically on the very back wall is a big sofa.
Okay.
That faces the length of the coach. You have opposing super slides in the living area and kitchen.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That whole rear of the coach is for kitchen, for getting together and partying or talking and visiting, and It's just a great floor plan. Has a super huge entertainment center.
Good time.
You know?
Yeah, man.
It's got a huge, huge window. So if you're in that back couch, you can look out the window and check out the lake or whatever. We're talking about happy camping.
It's luxury. It's really nice.
And it is a fifth wheel. And you need at least a 3/4-ton truck to pull this one.
There you go.
Yep. Whenever I'm talking about pulling stuff, the diesels have so much more torque, that's probably the best time to get a diesel truck is if you're going to pull
a fifth wheel.
Yeah. But that being said, this has an MSRP of $85,500, and we have it on sale for under $50,000. So that's...
It's incredible.
That's over $35,000. Off-list price. It's a 33-foot class coach. Like I said, two super slides. So it's... basically, one slide out has the sofa and the kitchen in it. The other one has the dinette and the entertainment center.
Oh, that's nice.
It's plenty of big.
That's cool, man.
It's got a huge side bath with a big shower that you can walk right into. Huge.
Yeah.
And it's just a great floor plan. And
they're really
doing so well with this product, too. They're not very troublesome as far as the warranty goes. They're built pretty well. They're
especially
doing a great job.
50,
shout out to the east to west people.
Get them east to west.
Yeah. So
that's great. Yeah, man.
How about a throwback from last week? You want to take this one?
Here we go. A little throwback.
Yeah.
So this is a Tiffin motorhome. Tiffin's also got a little rebate action going on. Not on this unit.
After I found out. This particular one is a Wayfarer. It's a model 25JW.
JW.
Yeah. And I don't think we got to it last week, but we might have. I just maybe when it ran out of time.
Yeah.
You know, but the biggest deal on this one is it's got a middle slide that has a queen bed in it.
Queen bed.
Now, how do you have the bed and the slide in the middle? Well, it's actually a Murphy bed.
Okay.
That you fold up and you put the slide room in, and then it's also a sofa.
That's
it's a comfortable sofa, folks. This is the most comfortable Murphy bed I've ever been on.
There you go.
Because most of the time when you have it converts from a Murphy to a sofa, the sofa back is kind of straight up.
A little thinner. And
they did a great job. This is properly manufactured.
Come and check it out. Give it a test for yourself. Yes, yeah. Sir.
And it has a nice desk in it.
Oh, wow. So it keeps it like a working unit.
It's a great two-person coach.
Oh, that's all.
Or even one-person coach. It's a rear bath. It's not a wet bath. I mean, it's on a Mercedes diesel chassis.
Yeah.
It's a real coach. And it's $213,000 list price. We have it on sale for $148,000.
Whoa. There you go.
That's $65,000 off.
How's that for a discount,
man? That's a big discount. That's a lot of discount, a lot of coach.
Yeah, I like
it. It's the nicest. We call this a C diesel.
Okay.
Because it has a cab over. I've told you about that.
So makes the difference.
Class C is a cutaway chassis where there's a van in the front. This happens to be a Mercedes van.
It is.
They built the RB on top of it, so it's wider than the van and it's taller than the van. And they put that cab over bunk on it, so we call that a C. And it's a C diesel, CD.
Bam.
With a slide that is so functional you will not believe it. Take it for a spin. We'll love to take you out on a test drive.
Yeah, yeah.
It drives just like a van.
Yeah, it's just a van.
Just a van. And it's the clean blue diesel Mercedes, which means doesn't even have that black smoke coming out of the back.
That's right. We've got an obstacle course we call Highway 50 right out here.
Yeah. Enough said about that. So here we got a 2023 Coachman Freelander. That's a Forest River. Coachman is the brand. Forest River manufacturer. And Freelander is the sub-brand. That's their, you can't even say entry-level anymore because they're not at all. It's a model 23FS, which FS means full-wall slide.
They've upgraded these.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you think about a 23 model, which is actually how long. It's 25 foot, so it's pretty close.
Okay.
You know, but it's on a Ford, comes with a Ford or a Chevy. Chassis. I think this one we're talking about is a Ford, however.
Gotcha.
Yes. And it is a full wall slide. So
different.
The U-shaped dinette,
okay,
the refrigerator, the pantry, and the queen walk around bed all go out the
one slide.
The one slide.
Okay.
And it takes up the whole wall, basically.
That's easy.
Yeah. It's a Class C, so it has the cab over bunk. You know, it's got a swing arm TV in that bunk, so when you pull it out to see the TV, everybody in the whole coach can see it, even in the bedroom, from the bedroom.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. You have a little step up that goes into the bedroom area to make for the storage in the back. Huge.
Yes. I got to say, though, it also makes you feel like a little fancier, like you're going into the second area.
It does break it up.
Yeah.
It breaks it up very nice.
It's like in a fifth wheel when you go up into the bedrooms.
Right.
It does. It's nice.
But it has a huge closet in that bedroom area.
Yeah.
And that bed that slides out has massive underbed storage. You know, there's a lot to offer with this
in a
smaller package.
A lot of people forget about the clothes. Shelves.
That's
having a storage space back there for your clothes, it's a big deal.
A big closet. Closet back there. It's got a side bath too, so it's very functional. Again, another great coach, and it's not necessarily a couple's coach. It's more of a family floor plan.
Family floor plan. Yeah, man.
I like the U-shaped dinette because you can sit more at it, and it's more functional, especially if you're having board games or whatever.
Board games, yeah.
It's great. It's great for that.
Yeah, it feels more family-esque.
But you want to talk about the sale prices?
Oh, sale price. Here we go. So we have a list price at $127,535 on sale right now for $79,999.
You can't even get like a Suburban or whatever for that kind of money.
You cannot.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a good price there.
This is a heck of a price. Bartow, you are crazy.
Killing them. Discounted at $47,536.
Are you listening to these discounts?
I mean, for...
He's aggressively working to get our 2023s gone.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Before the 25s come in.
Yeah, man.
Who knows? Nobody will tell me. That's how they roll. But as a rule, it's usually like August, September.
Yeah, near the end there. Yep.
How about a travel trailer? Let's talk about the 2023 Coachman Freedom Express. It's the Select Edition 22SE, actually 24 foot long. Do you remember me talking about those that are available without a slider?
Yes, sir.
This is one of them.
There it is.
This is a great family first timer floor plan. It's got double beds in the back.
Oh, the bunks.
Yeah. So it's basically two bunks that are double beds. So,
that's fun.
You know, four kids can sleep back there.
Yeah.
It's got a side bath with a walk-in shower and tub. It's got a dinette booth, so you sit four right there. You know, and then it's got a front Murphy bed that converts into a sofa.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have plenty of seating for as many as it sleeps, which is always a thing you got to watch out for.
Yeah, that's you know? Fact.
Hey, I can sleep 12 people, but you only have six seats. Where do we all eat? Where do we all eat? Do we need to bring a bunch of TVs, Rays?
Go on rotations.
You do what you have to do, folks. You know, but again, don't forget about the outside. When you're RVing in Florida, like we'd like to do, you can utilize that outside area regardless of whether it's rain or shine because you got your awning, you know.
That's a big
deal.
And
if you properly tie it down properly and all that, you don't have to worry about bringing it up. And you can sit on the outside table. Some coaches come with them, some with them, but some don't.
Yeah.
But this travel trailer is beautiful. A little bunkhouse, family plan. List price is almost $40,000. We have it on sale for $23,888. Again, it's a perfect first timer. It's fully laminated, aluminum frame. It's a great, well-built travel trailer by Quality Coach. You know what? Have a great time. We'll see you next week.
Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or a rental, Giant Recreation World has you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.